Well, good morning. It is 6:15 a.m. on Thursday, March 2nd, 2023. 41 degrees, which is precisely 5 degrees Celsius. 80% humidity. As I commence my COVID-anointed stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. Yeah, the crows decided to congregate at the marination spot this morning, which was made for a noisy bit of marination, but still very thoughtful. I noticed the way they roost, they sit on as far to the edge of a branch as they possibly can, but still sustain their weight. They don't congregate in the center of the tree where the branch is sturdy. They go to the very edge. So there's a lot of bobbing and waving, and you know, the slightest weight shift makes the branch sway, which I find intriguing. Although by the same token, it also means they can fly away quickly. I guess it makes sense. The farther into the tree you get, the more you have to navigate if you need to get out quickly. But still, they're all at the extreme edges of the trees that they're roosting in. Fascinating. So I had a breakthrough while I was marinating, or actually on my way to the marination spot. Marination begins as soon as I step out of the building, really. I'm already aligning myself to the walk experience at that point. And I had an epiphany regarding the game that I'm running on Sunday, or starting to run, session zero on Sunday. And now I get it. Now I understand the shape of the story that I want to tell. And it's not even that I know the story I want to tell necessarily, but I know the shape of it, which is a strange distinction. But I had let myself get wrapped up in the notion of cyberpunk and what is cyberpunk and what stories do I want to tell in cyberpunk. And it's not a genre that I've spent a lot of time inhabiting creatively. I mean, I've been aware of it. I've seen Altered Carbon and The Matrix and all the RoboCop, all the cyberpunk dystopian corporate future high-tech stories, but I've never really felt compelled to tell stories in that world, in that universe. And on the way here, I realized the hook that inspires me, that makes me go, ooh, yeah, cool. And with that hook now, 100 stories are clamoring for potential telling in this setting with these characters. And that makes all the difference. And I'm trying, you know, and that feeling of excitement and game. I would tell you what it is, but some of the players in the game are tune in to this from time to time, so I'm not going to give them any spoilers. But it's morning. It's intriguing to me how that works. Powell's, I mean, feeling that excitement, it's like, okay, this is cool. How do I do this again? Because I let myself get into this box of preconception. And God, that's so easy to do, to assume that whatever you're doing, whatever you're engaging in, whatever story you're telling, whatever, you know, job, whatever, it doesn't matter. There's this tendency, at least for me, to define the parameters of that experience, whatever it is, and then work within those confines, which you have to do. You know, nothing is everything. There's always parameters within which you have to operate. But and I had a very wise mentor tell me that intelligence is the ability to excel within those parameters. The thing is that those parameters, God, how to describe this? They are limiting in that they define the arena in which something happens. But it's almost like going from two dimensions to three dimensions. It's being able to plug in God, this is frustrating. I can't describe it. I don't know, maybe it's I don't know, I'm gonna have to ponder this. Morning. What the hell, does no one say good morning anymore? But that difference is I want to understand that transition from it's not an emptiness, but almost an object. There we go. It's the difference between objective and subjective. Up until I had that inspiration, I was outside looking in, basically. I was outside of the cyberpunk genre, looking into it and trying to find some place that I could fit, some place that I could inhabit that would be exciting and interesting. And instead, what I did was I found something in me that I'm interested in, and then looked at it in the context of, in this case, cyberpunk, the genre, and say, does this part of me that I am passionate about fit in this arena, in these parameters? And in this case, the answer was yes. And it's like, oh my God, that's so cool. So the key to this, the takeaway for me in the context of inspiration and creativity is to find something in yourself that you are passionate about, to bring you to the story, to bring you to the job, bring you to the relationship, whatever. And in doing so, you make that thing yours. And now suddenly, all manner of options are possible. That makes sense. Eureka! Ah! And some of you are going, yeah, duh, Dave. It's like, I know. But like I say, it's the ability to talk it out. You're like my coder friends. I had a code problem and I wanted to talk to you about, so I talked it through and now I get it. Yay! Awesomeness. That deserves some coffee. Now the real challenge is to exercise discipline and not go in and just immerse myself in this new vibe all day long, because I got crap to do. I've got narrations to narrate. I've got to clean the apartment. I got to do a little shopping. I have a date with Allie tonight. Our rain check or snow checked date has been rescheduled for this evening. Yay! So that will be interesting and fun and exciting. But now I'm all creatively jazzed and creatively hyped. Big old cherry picker just sitting in the middle of the sidewalk. Hotwire that bad boy. Go take it for a spin. Was that picker jacking? Yeah, there was a picker jacking outside of Jameson Square this morning. Yeah. My life of crime. And I am in Jameson Square, so that means I've got to wrap up this walk. That seemed fast. Did I go faster than usual? I don't know. But anyway, it's Thursday. It's Friday Eve. It's the first echoes of the weekend are bouncing off the canyon walls of our existence. Soon it will be the weekend. That's exciting too. So much to be excited about. I hope you have a fabulous Thursday. I hope you have an epiphany. I hope you infuse you into something that heretofore you had not been in. That you make, transform something by bringing you to it, which inevitably will make it better. Which aligns very nicely with Master Zigzag's eternal wisdom of, despite everything, create. Because that really is kind of part of the whole creative process, right? It's not just making something, which is hard. It's reinventing you. It's infusing you into the thing that has captured your attention. And doing that, oh my God, I can tell you from first-hand experience, that's a rush. So by all means, create and love. Love fearlessly. Even in the face of lack of inspiration and sterility, have faith. Be fearless in your embracing of the things that embrace you. Embrace them back. Yes, absolutely. And I promise you, I will do the same. And I will talk to you soon.